as we approach Easter and the cross, we have one of the points in our faith that can seem like a paradox, that through Jesus' death, we are given eternal life. It is one of those unexpected things, and it sounds like it doesn't make sense. It's not necessarily how we would choose to handle situations. And in this passage, Jesus makes an unexpected choice. He chooses obedience to the Father over his comfort. In obedience, he chooses to glorify the Father's name. He knows that he has to go and die. And it's a very difficult situation. He's God. He knows what's going to happen. But that doesn't make it easier for him. Despite this difficulty, he doesn't cling to his preference of not going to die. He says, "My soul is troubled." Then it continues, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." And how often is it when we face difficult situations where this is where our prayers stop? We pray, "Save me from this difficult situation. Change my circumstances." We feel like we don't deserve the hard things we face, and we want to be saved from things that are not fair, whether it be turmoil at work or relationship struggles. But conveniently for us, this isn't where Jesus stops. He recognized that it was more than his life and his comfort at stake here. He could have easily prayed, "Father, save me from this hour," and gone on to live a long life. He could have done a lot more miracles and pointed people towards God. He could have died a natural death and he would still be with the Father. But he realized that he was here for a bigger purpose than that. In praying, "Father, glorify your name," we see an act of total obedience. What would happen if, as we're facing difficulties, we stopped to look around and see how God might be using our circumstances to glorify his name? One summer, I was on a backpacking trip in the middle of the Adirondacks, and I was with a group of students. And we're about halfway through our 10-day trip at this point. Up until now, it had been raining throughout the week. There was a lot of mud and flooding that we were dealing with. But as we were going back on trail one day, a girl who had gone off trail for a couple days was joining us again. So she's joining us as we're winding along a trail that's next to a river. And the river is higher than it usually is, so we couldn't find exactly the crossing point to where we were supposed to continue on the trail. As our wilderness leaders are going, they kind of leave us and go ahead. And it's just a struggle, and it's kind of a sense of, okay, when are we going to find our campsite for tonight? And hours go by, and we're going deeper and deeper into the woods, and it's getting to the point where the sun is beginning to set. And this girl sat down and just broke down in tears. She was filled with fear. She felt like she needed to be evacuated. At that point, she needed to go back to base camp. Logistically, that wouldn't work because the sun's setting. We're hours into the woods. We have the rest of the group with us. So the group came around her, and they prayed with her. And continuing on in the trail, we're singing songs, doing whatever we can to distract her from this fear. And eventually we did get to the camp. But this hiking trip was the beginning of a month-long program. And one of the most striking things to me, at the end of the month, this student said that it was that moment in the woods where she was taught to rely on God and not her circumstances. She had no control. We We weren't going to let her leave the woods. She had to turn to God. So how are we also looking when things seem helpless? How are we looking to God to glorify his name? You join me in prayer. Dear God, we thank you just for this time on Wednesday, just to come together and study your word. I pray that, just that the words you have given us in the Bible and that we reflect on today, I pray that you would just use that in our lives. I pray that we would turn to you in prayer and also just seek to how you can use every situation we face. In your name, amen.